Hello, everybody. Interesting fact for today is that as I get prepared to make these podcasts, I get super nervous and almost like I don't want to do them. I have to debate with myself every day on whether or not I'm going to. And I wonder, you know, why is that? It's really a strange thing to me because I know I want to do a podcast. I know I want to talk to people and just get my voice heard. You know, strengthen my voice and my ability to speak to people in public. But doing the actual podcast, sitting in a room alone where no one's looking or staring, not even sure if I'm going to send this out and make it a public thing, makes me really scared. Now, my heart doesn't start pumping fast and my adrenaline doesn't start, you know, secreting or whatever. But I know I do have mental reservations as to whether or not to even just speak and record. And that just kind of brings to mind a story, an experience that I had at one of my workplaces. I'm kind of a seasoned guy where I was, and we had some young guys come in, and they're at the same level because they came in at the same time doing the same things. Basically, they're coding and programming computers. Very smart guys. And one of them was like really big into doing it. The other one was good at it, but he didn't quite want to be there. And they came up to a point where they're both up for an award for their performance. And so they had to compete against each other. And the supervisors were, you know, asking them what their attributes are and how they were unique from each other. And the one was just, you know, spitting out information. And the one that didn't want to really be there was just kind of like doing it. He didn't want to give much information at all. He didn't even want to compete. In fact, he said, you know what? Since we have to compete against each other, let's just not. And just give the other guy the award. I'll just go ahead and not accept and not even try. And I'm like, really? That's kind of weird, but it's a good thing. You know, it'll get you up in front of people. It'll get you talking a little bit, get you used to doing things. And they're very, very much protesting. No, 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 I don't want to do it. I do not want to do it. To the point that the individual was in tears. And we were telling him, you know, supervisors and myself, that this will be good for his future and it will help him get promoted later and, you know, make him a stronger person. And it came to the point where he's like, you know, all I really want to do is stop doing what I'm doing right now and go be a janitor at a Waffle House and just mop floors. That's it. I want the least amount of responsibility possible. I want the least amount of people looking at me possible. And, you know, as we explained to him, like, even with a job like that, you're still going to have some type of responsibility. You're not going to be able to live the way that you're living right now, you know, with a nice apartment, big TV, and all the video games and things that he wants. And he said, I don't care. I just don't want to have to deal with this right now. And I don't want to have to deal with it later either. So I am done. And, you know, we kept asking him why, and he wouldn't really give what was considered a satisfactory explanation. I think it comes down to that he was scared of the pressure that was being put on him to be extraordinary or to even be just himself, which to him was ordinary, you know, just to perform the way he was performing and be, you know, recognized by his peers and supervisors for it. And I think that can be a really scary thing, you know, getting out in front of people and realizing and being told that you're actually great. Rather than the just run-of-the-mill, I'm just going through life the way that I see is the best way, person that sometimes you believe you are. I think it's important to come to that realization that You might just be extraordinary, especially in the eyes of others that can't do what you can do. I mean, the kid that I was talking about, he knew like five different programming languages, and he was very well spoken and well read. He was using words out of the dictionary that many of us had never heard before, and it was just a natural thing for him. But everybody else, was pretty wowed by it. And I think trying to be pushed into being something that he didn't believe he was scared him. And it pressured him, and then he shut down. So I think it's important in life to, not succumb to the pressure. Because if you do, then the things that you find joy in, you won't even be able to do because of, financial situation or whatever you're putting yourself into. So just be extraordinary. Know you're extraordinary, and you'll do fine. It's just something to think about.